Hi, friends. Welcome to Friday. This is Josh here. Today, I am going to read Psalm 118, 1 to 2, and also 19 to 29. All right, buckle up. Here we go. Den gracias al Señor porque él es bueno, porque su amor es eterno, que digan los israelitas, el amor del Señor es eterno. 19. Abran las puertas del templo, que quiero entrar a dar gracias al Señor. Esta es la puerta del Señor, y por ella entrarán los que le son fieles. Te doy gracias, Señor, porque me has respondido, y porque eres mi Salvador. La piedra que los constructores despreciaron se ha convertido en la piedra principal. Esto lo ha hecho el Señor y estamos maravillados. That's a good one. Este es el día en que el Señor ha actuado. Estemos hoy contentos y felices. Por favor, Señor, sálvanos. Por favor, Señor. Haz que nos vaya bien. Bendito el que viene en el nombre del Señor. Bendicimos a ustedes desde el templo del Señor. El Señor es Dios. Él nos alumbra. Comiencen la fiesta y lleven ramas hasta los cuernos del altar. Te doy gracias y alabo tu grandeza, porque tú eres mi Dios. Den gracias al Señor, porque Él es bueno, porque su amor es eterno. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot going on here, especially in Spanish. I apologize for butchering that for people that do speak Spanish that are listening to this, but reason why I chose it is because I'm looking for any opportunity to use this Bible. I love this Bible, but I feel like this section has a lot of rejoicing, and I kind of wanted to see if that would come through for you today, in just the sounds of the words and the feeling of this section. I was hoping that maybe something would come through kind of between the words, and you might feel that. There's also this really kind of beautiful theme that I like in this section. Along the rejoicing, it kind of floats back and forth between this communal thing, like where it's like a group and then individual. And I promise I'll read the English version at the end there, but I just really wanted to read that. It kind of floats back and forth between these two perspectives, and that just like really struck me today as being beautiful in that, like, our joy and our rejoicing is like both very very intimate, but it's also it's like a gift to that we share that together and that we can express that together. There's one interesting section: bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. That was later at the end there, and I got this feeling like it's like this almost like a festival happening. And this sacrifice is just made out of praise, just like in rejoicing to the Lord together. And something about that is just is really like water to my soul today, because this has been a hard time of life. It's been kind of an isolated time of life. I not that I feel like disconnected necessarily, but like just a lot of stuff weighing on me personally, in different areas, and I'm just
reminded right now through this that, yeah, like my faith is not just my own, and there are others around me that are in experiencing all kinds of different things, and that are, you know, from different backgrounds, different languages, just experience a relationship with the Lord in different ways. But like, we can rejoice amidst that and amidst the challenges and the pain of life. We can do that, and joy can be so vulnerable, right? Like, even sharing the things that we love and we enjoy can be scary. I feel like those can get shamed or whatever. But together we can rejoice amidst the pain and the struggle. I'm gonna read it in English now for us native English speakers. All right, 118:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates, this is 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
Yes.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. Wow. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Eterno. Yeah, I love that. Just his steadfast love endures forever. That is our reason to rejoice, my friends. Even in the pain that can feel like it doesn't have an end, or the struggles that feel that way, his love is even there. And the storehouses of his love are not depleted. They are not reaching the end. We're not even close to that. So thanks for listening. I know it was a long one, but I appreciate you guys taking the time with me today. Have a good day. Bye.